Nun wollen wir das ausgelegte Lied
Now gemeinsam we want to sing the song, first learning it, then singing it, song number 140 on this little piece of paper. What can it nicer be? What can there nicer be? I will first read the text so that all can understand the text. We will sing. The chorus is very simple, very easy. You will learn it very quickly. I read now. What can there nicer be, and what can be more blessed than as we dedicate our lives to the Lord by faith? I love my Savior. I love my Savior. His name is so sweet to me. Let us sing the first stanza. Presence, and we live always the way as our eyes would see him, and we are rejoicing from the bottom of our hearts. Although the lips are silent, yet the heart is praying, and the thoughts are ascending always towards heaven. We are feasting upon his goodness in all silence. One can always have him whenever one wants to have him.
Strophe bitte aufstehen.
Let us stand up for the last stanza.
Was weiter wird geschehen?
What will further on take place, this we cannot imagine now. It will be as if we would see everything like in a dream. You may be seated.
Es ist für uns ein for us, Vorrecht,
it's a special privilege to welcome all of you tonight and to greet you in the precious and holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not only you who have come from near and far, but also those who are joining us right now online, we are greeting you from this site. We see many have come, also ministering brethren. We tried to write down all the names. It was sadly not possible to list and to write them all down. But we are very grateful to God that you have come. And I think we are all in great expectation at this special day for us. For it's exactly 40 years ago that we dedicated this house to the Lord. And I can really say this house is not only a blessing for us at this place, but for all worldwide, because from this place the Word of God went forth via internet, via DVDs, cassettes, everywhere it was sent. Many, many thousands are hearing the Word of God and are blessed worldwide. My thanks goes firstly to our beloved Lord for his faithfulness and mercy that he kept us throughout all these years, keeping us in his word, in his truth. And my second thanks goes to my beloved brother, Ewald Frank, who served the Lord so faithfully with all his strength, excuse me, bringing us the precious word, the spiritual food which was stored in and which is distributed. We all have much reason to thank the Lord, and tonight we are here with a grateful heart, and we are trusting the Lord that He will speak to us tonight, to our hearts, that He will bless us anew, giving us what He prepared for us. We sing a couple of choruses, and then Brother Alfred Borg will read us a word for introduction. And then we pray. Chorus number one. We are coming from east and west. Chorus. Number four, yesterday. Number five, we'll give the glory. Praise and thanks be to the name of the Lord, that tonight we can be gathered in such a way to give glory to our Lord for that what He has done throughout all these years. Before Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us, I would like to read a word. Namely, from the book of Revelation, chapter 22, I ask that we stand up for it. Revelation, chapter 22, from verse 10. And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Amen. Great God, you have given your word to us, and we read it over and again. And we thank you that you have been gracious to us to believe it, for your word is the truth. We thank you also for this moment in which we are gathered here in your presence. Lord, we thank you also for this place at which you have blessed us so richly, and all who have heard from this place, who have seen, and I thank you for the grace. And in particular, that this grace was given to me to be here, to hear, to receive, and to believe what your word says. And not only for me you have done it, but for all of us who we are present here, and also those who are not present here, who cannot be present here. Lord, you do not know any distances and borders. You are omnipresent. You are filling the universe. And we thank you, Lord. Come now into our midst. Abide with us and speak to us, to each one of us. We ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, my God, at this day, please bless all the carriers of your word, wherever they are. You know them by name. Please bless in our midst your servant whom you have commissioned to distribute the food. We ask you for your blessing. Please open our hearts. Open our mouths, our eyes to see, hearts to receive, and mouths to thank you. We thank you for everything. Amen. Let us sing, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy. You may be seated. Also, I would like to welcome all of you very warmly in the precious name of our beloved Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, in particular, all the ministering brethren. And then in particular, those who have come from overseas, from the USA, from Canada, from all of Africa, may God bless these 2 days in a special way. May I ask that all brothers who are ministering with the word, doesn't matter in which country, doesn't matter on which continent, please stand up. All brothers who are ministering with the word, please stand up. Of course, sure.
Of course. Yes, alle Brüder, die am Wort dienen.
May God bless you from the riches of His grace. Be welcome. And may the Lord continue to make you a blessing. Brother Miskis already said the names we would have liked to read them, to write them down. Everything is a bit difficult, but the Lord knows His own, and He knows in particular all those who are carrying His word. Then just briefly, and I ask for your patience, we have many greetings here from Brother Mwamba, Brother Ngonga, Brother Kasadi, Brother Mbie, Brother Motika, Brother Joseph, Brother Jacques, brethren from Zimbabwe, Harare, Brother Cecil, and the evangelist, and Brother Graf, Brother Jürgen, Brother Paul Nyagi from Nairobi, and from the capital of the Ivory Coast. It's very difficult to pronounce, but you all know where and what it is. Then we have here greetings from New Zealand, greetings from Brother Augustine, greetings from Rwanda, greetings from Kananga, greetings. From Brother Jerome, greetings. From Burma, greetings from La Paz. Once again, greetings from Bolivia. Greetings from Brother Bruce from Cape Town. Greetings from Brother Julian. Then greetings from Klausenburg, Cluj, Romania. Greetings from the Ivory Coast. Greetings from Brother Mwamba, greetings from Kigali, greetings from Brother Motika and Brother Aaron, greetings from Brother Etienne Genton with Psalms 50, verse 5, gather me, my people, my saints, greetings from Brother Moses, greetings from Brother Matuki, greetings from Brother Lucian, greetings from the Philippines, greetings from Brother David, greetings from Lima, Peru, greetings from Ottawa, Canada, greetings from Brother Frederick, greetings from Cape Town, from Brother Bruce, greet once again from Brother Frederick, once again from Lima, Peru, greetings from Rwanda, greetings from Brother Jerome, Burundi, once again from Burundi, greetings from Yugoslavia, greetings from Brother Bungo, and once again greetings from Romania, greetings from Valerio, greetings from Cape Town, greetings from Brother Mukendi. Almost we are finished. Once again greetings from the Ivory Coast, and then greetings from the DRC. And then, very special warm greetings from Kinshasa. We are grateful to God with all our hearts. And I just would like to say it here, before the Lord and before you, every email I've read, and I'm grateful to God for all brothers who are ministering with the word in all peoples, tongues, and nations. Then, together, we have sung this wonderful song, What Can There Nicer Be And what can be more blessed than as if we dedicate our lives to the Lord by faith? And now just one word now, addressed to the young people. Consecrate your lives to the Lord. Consecrate your lives to the Lord. And then the word which Brother Alfred Borg has read, I have chosen it for one reason. As you have seen here, right and left, we have here in 12 different languages, we have here the sentence of our Lord from the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 12. Behold, I come quickly. And if there are more languages, then we would like to complete it, because this is the main thing, that we know that the Lord returns, and that we know that we are living in the time of preparation, and that we really found grace in the sight of God to recognize the time and the hour and the message by grace. Then, just briefly, in the Russian language, the word was sung, the song, from Amos chapter 8, verse 11 and 12. Amos 8, verse 11, there it says, behold, look at the word of the Lord, which still sounds today, sounds forth today. And in the chorus, it says, it is sung in the chorus, that the people would come and seek and will not find it anymore. And this is exactly written in Amos chapter 8. The first part in verse 11 and the second part in verse 12. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a hunger of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. This word is addressed to all of us who we understood God, who we got it revealed from God, that this is the time period in which God sends a hunger for His Word. And today we are here that this word is being fulfilled in us and before us in all the world. And then the people who will come too late and who will not find it anymore, of them it is written in verse 12, and they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east, they shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. There is a too late, and blessed are we blessed are all who were pardoned by God to recognize the time and the hour. And this verse 11, to receive it and believe it by faith, that this is the very last time period of the New Testament church, and that the Lord has sent a hunger, a famine, not to hear stories, not to hear interpretations, but he has sent a hunger to hear his words. And out of this reason, he lets us know his word and has sent a messenger with his message, which we can carry on by his grace. Dear brothers and sisters, all those who are present and all who are around the world, now the last chapter of the salvation plan is written. And now it's important to hear the word of the Almighty God, to believe it and to receive it and to live it out. So, God's word is being fulfilled before our very eyes. And all of us, by grace, we can have part in it. Today, at this weekend, which is very important for me and which is important for all of us, it's a special day. I didn't report anything of the last missionary trip. I just would like, with a few words, I would like to say it was a very difficult journey. Also, the climate was not always very comfortable for me. In Mongolia, there was a very cold, 24 degrees minus, and on the Philippines, 28 degrees plus. And God has given grace that everything could be managed. And the flight back from the Far East was my longest flight which I ever made. 13 hours and 43 minutes. But I made use of the time. I always listened to the sermons of Brother Branham. I have always the sermons with me. 1,180 something or and always there's something special. If I can take time, I always find something special when I listen to these special, precious sermons. And I say now for one reason. There are really people who say, Brother Frank doesn't mention Brother Branham often enough. Brothers and sisters, we are not preaching a prophet and also not an apostle. We are preaching Jesus Christ as the only revelation of God which exists on the earth. And God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself. And many who have the impression that we don't mention the prophet often enough, they have to ask themselves the question whether they understood why we mention our Lord so often. We will not apologize to anyone. We have translated the sermons of Brother Branham. The table is richly prepared. All the people can read. And the words which were preached to us, they can take it to heart. We believe out of a full conviction that God has kept His word and that He Himself is watching over His word and that He has sent a prophet at the end of the day of salvation. Just as He promised it, before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. That's how it is written in Malachi. Many have four chapters, others have three chapters. In the last three verses, it is written that God would send a prophet before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. We are still living in the day of salvation. It's still the time of grace. But the day of the Lord comes. And therefore, brothers and sisters, let me say it here very clearly today. The commission of Brother Branham was in the plan of salvation of our God. It was purposed from eternity on. Everything what God ordained and purposed, this happened before the time began. And we're just grateful that we can believe what God promised and what He fulfilled by His grace. You all know, I had an extraordinary privilege to know this man of God personally, and especially in his meetings from the 12th to the 19th of August 1955. I was in his meetings. I witnessed, I experienced how God used and blessed this simple man. And then, of course, the direct connection which God established. From the very first meeting, I knew this is a man of God. And so, from the English quotes, I have before me here. I have it before me. And here he said, on the 1st of April, 1962, three times, he said the same thing three times in the same sermon. And he refers to that what the Lord told him. I quote, he said, store in much food. The second quote, return and store in the food. And once again, store in the food which He foreordained. And then the adding, don't make the journey to overseas. For Brother Branham, this was a direct instruction which he received. And to that, what he was told already in 1933, also about this, we reported many times. And I met eyewitnesses who were present in June 1933, when the supernatural light, the supernatural cloud, visibly for about 4,000 people, it descended. And out of this supernatural light, the voice sounded forth to Brother Branham with the words, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message which will forerun the second coming of Christ. This I believe. This Brother Branham probably emphasized 11 times, but there were eyewitnesses, there were ear witnesses. Yes, Brother Branham was the one to whom the words were addressed, and all the others, they witnessed it. Then, on the 28th of June, 1963, once again, the confirmation, store in the food, the time will come when it will be needed. And time and again, also here, 11 times, altogether 11 times, Brother Branham referred to it. And then just think about it for one moment. The 1st of April 1962 in Jeffersonville, Indiana, and the 2nd of April in Krefeld. And the Lord, with a mighty, all-penetrating voice, he said, my servant, your time for this city will soon be over. I will send you to other cities to preach my word. This was the first part. And the second part, my servant, a great famine will come. Store in food. Then you will stand amidst the people to give out the food. All who witnessed this time period, they know that we stored in natural food. And no famine came. And then I made the journey. I had to make this journey to visit Brother Branham. I didn't want to live anymore because I was in desperation. I was in expectation that a famine would come. And it didn't come. But then came the 3rd of December. And when Brother Branham told me, you misunderstood it. You were thinking that a natural famine would come and you have stored in natural food. God will send a hunger to hear his words, and the food which you have to store in is in the sermons which are recorded on tape. I quote literally what Brother Branham told me. And then, wait with the giving out until you get the rest of the food. And then came the moment. To make it brief here, then the moment came that the Lord has taken home Brother Branham. Why it happened on my birthday, I don't know. Right at this moment of his going home, when one counts the time difference of 6 hours, I saw Brother Branham ascending on a cloud. And in this vision, I said, Brother Branham, but you are not the Son of Man. Why do I see you on the cloud? bent over like this in a suit, dressed in a suit, as he wore it always. And then we read in the Holy Scripture that our Lord also ascended on a cloud. Then we read in the Holy Scripture that we will go up and meet the Lord in the clouds. Then we read in Revelation 11 that the two prophets will ascend to glory on a cloud. But the question is, why did God show it to me in that moment? Because the ministry which is happening now and the message which is carried into all the world, it's a command of the hour. It had to happen on the commission of the Lord, who has taken his servant, but who has left us the message. And if we look back to all these years, I don't know how many are here. Brother Alfred Borg is here. Please come quickly. Come to the front. In December 1958, we, in the home of the parents of our brother, we translated the first sermon of Brother Branham. December 1958. And since that time, we are acquainted with the ministry of Brother Branham. Very inside. God bless you, brother. There are some others here who were present at that time. My brother Helmut and some others who are here today. So, from the very beginning, God has led it in such a way. And at the time of Brother Branham, there was exactly three places on the earth in which his sermons were translated. The one was with Sidney Jackson in South Africa. It was translated from the English into Afrikaans. And the second was in Edmonton with Henry Martin. And Brother Branham gave me his address. There, the sermons were also translated for the German-speaking people. And the third one was here with us in Krefeld. I refer to the time in which Brother Branham was still alive. And then, as we all understood, and as we all know, that after the going home of Brother Branham, we carried the message into all the world. And in the years 66 up to 79, I had exactly visited 85 countries. And I was in contact with all, I brought all brothers in contact with Jeffersonville so that they can receive the sermons of Brother Branham. And so, God really took care of it. There was one brochure in English. We printed it 95,000 times. Only believe. Only believe the Thus saith the Lord. And in this brochure, we announced the ministry of Brother Branham all over the earth. We always had to reprint and to reprint. And by grace, I established the connection to Jeffersonville.
Das wusste ich schon auswendig, trotz meines nicht guten Gedächtnisses.
Oh, I didn't understand
und
this.
Lass ich mich offen und ehrlich
Let me say it here openly and freely, without going here into details, that also after 79, the word of the Lord took its course into all the world. And for you, beloved brothers and sisters, so just that you understand the plan of salvation, I read a couple of quotes from the Holy Scripture, which I noted down here. Genesis 12, verse 10. Here it's the time of Abraham. And there was a famine in the land. And Abraham went down into Egypt. When there was a famine in the time of Abraham, then he went down into Egypt. At the time of Isaac, in Genesis 26, verse 1. Genesis 26, verse 1. And there was a famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And then at the time of Joseph, we all know what happened at that time. Genesis 45. Genesis 45, verse 5 and 6. Genesis 45, verse 5 and 6. Now, therefore, be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves, that ye sold me hither. For God did send me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years has the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years ahead. And then the main statement in Joshua chapter 1, verse 11. Joshua chapter 1, verse 11. Pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare you victuals, food, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. Here we have the transition from the time of Moses into the time of Joshua, the transition from the desert, from the wilderness, from the journey into the promised land. Prepare ye victuals, store in food, for we are entering the promised land. At the time of David, Psalms 104, Psalms 104. Behold, all are looking up to you, that you're giving them food at his time. All are looking up to you. Which verse? Which verse? That you are giving them food. At 27. That thou mayest give them their food in due season. Then the scripture from Amos 8, verse 11, which we just read. Amos chapter 8. Verse 11. Behold, the days come, And we can say, the days have come, saith the Lord God. So, it's thus saith the Lord. That I, God himself said, that I will send a famine in the land. Not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord.
Amen.
And we, by grace, we can experience and witness it. We are coming to this place not to make a pilgrimage. We are coming to hear the words of the Lord. Then, in Psalms 23, the promise which the Lord has given and which was spoken out by faith. Psalms 23, verse 5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. And then in the Gospel of John, chapter 4, John, chapter 4, verse 34, here we read, Jesus saith unto them, My food is to do the will of him who sent me, and to finish his work. Firstly, the will of God must be revealed and shown to us by the Word of God. Otherwise, we are walking on our own ways. Therefore, my food and your food is that we do the will of him, doing the will of him who has sent his word in our time to sanctify us through his words, as written in John 17:17, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is the truth. And then Paul comes to the preachers of the word in 1 Timothy chapter 4, in verse 6 we read, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ. And now it comes. Nourished up in the words, nourished up in the words of faith and of sound doctrine, which thou hast taken for your measuring line. This word is firstly addressed to all the ministering brethren. Let us read it once again, as in the German Bible. For they also must pass it on and preaching it. 1 Timothy 4, verse 6, once again. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ. And then, because, the German Bible, you will be rewarded by the Lord if you carry on the word, passing it on, because you have made your food the words of faith and of the sound doctrine. Which thou hast taken for your measuring rod. Beloved brothers, beloved ministers of the Lord, beloved preachers of his word, please, out of your mouth let not something come out than only the sound words of our God. And every Bible doctrine is sound, healthy, and every false doctrine makes sick. Every Bible doctrine unites the body of Christ. Every false doctrine brings confusion and splits. So please, we, as the preachers of the word, we at this time, the words of faith and of the sound doctrine, let us make it our measuring rod, our measuring line. Do we all agree?
Amen.
Amen. This is our measuring rod. Who knows what a measuring line is? One doesn't have to work on a construction site to know what a measuring rod is. Yes? It falls right down, not left or right. No, it falls down. There, the direction is shown. One more place, which is probably the most important for me, for us. From Matthew 24, verse 45. Matthew 24, verse 45. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his Lord has made ruler over his household to give them food in due season? Also, this is a word which the Lord has spoken. And Matthew 24 is, of course, written right before Matthew 25. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. And before the bridegroom cometh, the last call must go forth. The last proclamation must go forth. And the last sermon must be as the first sermon was, back to the word. Also this, Brother Branham said 15 or 16 times, the message of the hour is back to the word, back to that what the apostles have preached and what they have taught. Here the spirits will separate, and they are separating since 1979. Up to that moment, the commission was valid, the sending was valid, and all the world was listening and hearing. And then came, let us say it openly, then came the false inspiration. And then it came over the lips what never should have happened. That I should be destroyed. Up to the statement of which I knew here the line is crossed. God didn't send, Satan has called and sent you. And when this was said, then I knew how late it was. And since that time, I'm brief, since that time, there are really two different seeds. As sure as in the bosom of Eve were two different seeds, so sure it repeated in our time. And one just has to say that only the divine seed can believe the promise for this time, receiving it. And all the others, they will deny it. And let us say it. Let us say it. Not because it is sadly referred to me, but let us say it openly and freely. All brothers, I'm not judging. I'm saying this with great pain. All brothers who since 1979 have turned away, who have established their own mission works or churches in one thing they're one, namely to be against Brother Frank. Just speak with one of them, whether they believe Matthew 25, verse 45, then they laugh at you. Oh, Matthew 24, verse 45, oh, what shall we do with it? And then comes the adding, this the Lord has said, and this the Lord ordained in such a way, and all who are of God in this last and most important time period, where really the last chapter of the plan of salvation is written, they will not only refer to Brother Branham, all are referring to him. You can go from east to west, from the south to the north, regardless what they believe and what they preach, all are referring to Brother Branham. But we know exactly, precisely, that with Brother Branham, the end has of course not come yet. That a new beginning was ordained by God, and it's going on right now. Where do the spirits separate today? If one puts the promise upon the lampstand, there the spirits are separating. I can nothing for it that the Lord called me and commissioned me and that he sent me. I can nothing for it that my ministry is directly connected to the ministry of Brother Branham. And it will be connected. It remains connected. I can nothing for it that this commission was spoken out by the Lord himself and that it was confirmed by his prophet. And therefore, brothers and sisters, I have to say it here at this day. I have to say it here very clearly. The spirits do not separate in that what God has done 60 or 70 days ago. The spirits are separating at that what God is doing right now according to his word. And so we're coming back to it. What Brother Branham was told, not you, but the message which was entrusted to you, this will forerun the second coming of Christ. One more remark for all brothers and sisters all over the earth. In April 1966, not a single sermon of Brother Branham was printed. There were only three books The book of Julius Stetsklev, my old friend, he has written the book about Brother Branham. A prophet visits South Africa. The second book, which has written Lee Vail, The Laodicean Church Age. And then the book, The Seven Church Ages, which was published in November 1965. These three books existed. And of course, the book, A Man Sent from God, by Gordon Lindsay. What I have to say with it, what I want to say by this is, in April 1966, it was Brother Frank who called the brothers together and said, the sermons of Brother Branham must be printed so that they can be translated into other languages. And that's how it happened also. Now, just briefly, and with this, we're coming to the close. Let us go back for a few moments to the beginning of the New Testament Church, so that we can know how the end will be. At the beginning, Bible prophecy was fulfilled, and all who were of God heard, believed, and received, and accepted. In Mark chapter 1, it's written, Mark chapter 1, here we read the wonderful words as the introduction. Mark 1, verse 1 and 2. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Here's the word beginning is written. The beginning of the gospel. But we want to know what kind of end it will be. How the end will be. What would take place in the completion. What God has promised in His word. At that time, the gospel took its beginning. Namely, as written in verse 2, as it is written in the prophets, Isaiah, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, who shall prepare thy way before thee. This is Malachi 3, verse 1. And then verse 3, the voice of the one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. At the very beginning of the new covenant, these two prophecies were fulfilled from the Old Testament. And as we were reading, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, took the following beginning, as it is written in the prophet Isaiah, as it is written in the prophet Malachi. We want to know from God how the end will be, how the completion will be. Let me read from Mark, chapter 1, verse 15. Mark, chapter 1, verse 15. Here it's written, John preached with the words, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye, and believe the gospel. Believe the gospel. Let us now go to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3. Matthew, chapter 3. Here we have what is written and testified of John the Baptist. Firstly, Matthew chapter
3.
And here we read verse 3. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.
So,
the biblical evidence of the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, John the Baptist, a man sent from God, a promised prophet, a voice in the wilderness, prepare ye the way for the Lord, make his paths straight. In the Gospel of John, in John, we read in chapter 1, John chapter 1, namely verse
20,
here it's written, and he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, what then? Art thou Elijah? And he saith, I am not. Then the question, art thou that prophet? And he answered, no. And then, how does it continue? How does it go on? One just needs to read on. Verse 23. And he answered, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah commanded. John knew 100% what scripture refers to him, applies to him, what ministry he was given from God. Was it not the same with Brother Branham? He knew exactly that here the promise is fulfilled which God made already in the Old Testament. And in the New, he confirmed it and announced it. Matthew 17, verse 11. And Mark 9, verse 12. But here comes now something very important. In the Gospel of John, chapter 1, we read from verse 31. John 1, verse 31. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel, therefore am I come, baptizing with water. Verse 32, and John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And then it continues, verse 33, and I knew him not, but he who sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he who baptizes with the Holy Ghost. And in verse 34, and I saw and bear record. I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. Let us summarize of what's all about, brothers and sisters. Every man of God, whether in the Old or in the New Testament, at his call, he received a commission. And of Noah, it says, he did everything just as the Lord commanded him. Of Moses, it says, he did everything how it was shown to him in the vision on the mount. Elijah did everything according to the word of the Lord. Every man of God knew the Lord God personally. He heard his voice in a supernatural way. He was commissioned. And therefore the Lord could say, he who hears you, hears me. He who receives you, receives me. We are just carriers of the word. But the word which we carry is the word of God. In the summary, let us say it. At the beginning of the new covenant, Bible prophecies were fulfilled. A man sent from God came on the scene, and all who were of God received him and went to the river Jordan and were baptized. The problem was with the scribes and with the Pharisees. They just had the trouble with themselves because they were convinced of themselves. Brothers and sisters, if a preacher is convinced of himself, then you can forget him. And if somebody has a special doctrine as a hobby horse, then just forget it. Only the ministry must be of importance in the plan of salvation. Firstly, there must be a word of God for it, and secondly, there must have been a direct commission. There must have been a call to act upon the commission of God and to bring the proclamation to the people. So, as sure as Brother Branham received the divine commission, and on the 11th of June, 33, he was told that his message would forerun the second coming of Christ. So sure, the angel of the Lord, on the 7th of May, 1946, he told him, to you is given a gift of divine healing, which you shall carry to the nations of the world. His ministry, the ministry which Brother Branham had in the 12 countries, was only evangelistic, was not prophetic. And in every meeting, in every country, the Lord God confirmed the word. He prayed for the sick. The Lord showed him in the vision who the person is and what this person has, what kind of sickness he had. We all witnessed it. I witnessed it in the city of Karlsruhe. I seen it. I witnessed it in the USA, in Dallas, Texas. How God showed visions to this man. And he could say, just as our Lord could say in his ministry, as the Son of Man, he said, as the prophet, the Son can do nothing of himself, but he just does what he sees the Father do. And so we recognize truly how, in what kind of way God was at work in our days. But then of course came the moment. Then came the instruction of the Lord. When they will widen the street in which you are living, when they will widen your street, and when the bulldozers will run up and down, then the time has come that you must move to Arizona. And this was in December 1962, when Brother Frank was in Jeffersonville at the Ewing Lane. That's how the name is, in which Brother Branham stayed. I have seen the bulldozers running up and down. I've seen how the fence was lying on the grass. And to me, Brother Branham said, because of a vision, I must move now to Tucson. Will you please preach in my stead in Los Angeles? I have never been in LA before, but the man of God was asking me to fly to Los Angeles and to preach in his stead. Before that, I didn't know of any Demas Shekarian or of the businessman full gospel, what is it, chapters and things like that. God has just laid it in such a way that this man had confidence in me, and he said, preach in my state. And he packed his suitcases and he moved to Tucson. And then it happened that the supernatural cloud came down, and he received the instruction to return to Jeffersonville, because the opening of the seven seals would take place. And this was the transition of the one ministry into the other ministry. And since that time, Brother Branham preached the biblical doctrines very clearly about Godhead, about baptism, everything that belonged to the teaching, to the doctrines. Since that time, Brother Branham also preached it, and also I experienced and witnessed it, that Brother Green was inviting us as brothers to drive together with him to the place near to the Mexican border to see how, where the rocks rolled down and where the top of the trees were chopped off, when the mighty voice of the Lord sounded forth, and when the whole earth was shaking, and Brother Branham was knocking. He wanted to knock seven times, but he knocked actually only six times. And he said, so mighty was the appearance of the seven angels that the rocks rolled down the mountains and that the top of the trees were chopped off. And it was Brother Green, he was asking us that we are coming with him, that our eyes could see that this happened as it was said. Brothers and sisters, let us say it once again. We were reading how the beginning was, and we understood how the end will be and must be, that the direct end will be and would be a prophetic age where the true proclamation, the true word would be placed upon the lampstand, and how the people must make their decision whether they believe biblically or whether they will not believe. And therefore, please, let me say it for the last time. If the spirits are separating at that word, that the Lord ordained for this specific time, he announced it before, that he would send a famine, that he would give the food, that it will be stored in, and that it will be given out, and that then all the ministering brethren would take part in the giving out of the true word of God. For the bride will be a word bride. And let me just say it, because I'm reminded of it. Before the rapture, all the thistles, all the tares will be taken out from the wheat. Harvested will only be the wheat, the grain. That's how it is written. The Lord will gather the wheat into his garner, and the tares will be burned. Also about this, Brother Branham spoke many times. I'm very grateful to the Lord that he has given me the privilege to carry his true word of God, his ever-remaining word. And I can really say, I never went beyond the scripture. I just preached the word of God. But about what I never preached before was actually Matthew 24, verse 45 to 47. I never preached about it before. For me, it was very new. I was so overwhelmed that such a word is written at all. I always read Matthew 24, first part, second part, about wars and rumors of wars. And this was for me Matthew 24. But then, when the Lord drew my attention to it, and he really called out to me with a mighty voice that I am ordained to give out the food. Since that day, I must take it serious. There is no way around it. And therefore, brothers and sisters, that you can believe, as the scripture says, it's a gift of God. It's a gift of God. We are just grateful that we can live, that we arrived at that time where the true children of God are believing the true word of God, getting it revealed, having part in that what God is doing right now. And how will it be with those what we read from the Old Testament? The first group are coming and are hearing the word, and the others are coming when it will be too late. May God be merciful that we are part of the wise virgins. And if there is some kind of doubt, bring it to God. Bring it to God. This is the hour in which God's word becomes true, and when the last chapter of the plan of salvation is written. And as sure as the New Testament took its course in the beginning, as written in the prophets, so sure it will have an end as it is written. And we believe as the scripture says. And by grace we can witness and experience it. May all over the world, I think right now, it's 172 countries whom we are looking after. May they all believe. May they all have part in that what God is doing right now. One more word addressed to our beloved brothers. God bless you as the carriers of His word. May God bless you. May God bless you. God bless in all tongues, in all nations. The time is very short, and the return of the Lord is at hand. To Him, the Almighty God, be the praise and the glory and the worship. Also for the great privilege that we may live now, having part in that what God is doing right now. To Him, the only true God, be the praise and the glory for His word, for His grace, for the revelation which the Spirit of God has given us. All the glory and all the praise be to Him. Also for the 40 years in which we can be gathered in this house, in this building. I never said it before, but the architect, he wanted to build a house with all kinds of things, as the churches are built in general. And when he showed me the drawing, I just had to say, very, very, very kind, very good, but this is not for us. Now, we have the most simple building which exists on the face of the earth. But the quality of the preaching is the best, is the highest. And this is very important and all about. And the Lord didn't want to have a palace. He just said, my house shall be a house of prayer for all nations. For all nations. Not only for Israel, for all nations. And so, we are coming from all nations. Today, we are gathered, probably from 23 or 24 nations we are gathered to hear the word of God. And all the world can tune in to Him, the Almighty God, be the praise and glory and all the honor and worship and adoration for the word, for the grace, for the blood of the new covenant, for the full redemption. And He has given us the grace to believe as the Scripture has said. And He will fulfill His word in us and with us all. Amen. Let us stand up. I don't know what was planned still. Do the singers have still a song? Have the sisters a song? We are gathered in the presence of God. We let the word work in us. God is present. And all the newcomers, please let me ask, who is here today for the first time in our midst? Please let me see your hands. Who is here today for the first time? Please. Raise your hand. Little bit higher. The singers are called. God bless. God bless especially all those. May God bless you. God bless all who are here today for the first time. And may God bless also all those who have been here many times. To the Lord be the adoration. Remain in prayer. Remain in prayer before we come to the close. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Amen.
Ja, wir werden noch für alle beten.
We will pray for everyone who have made their decision to believe the Lord, to really place oneself on the side of God and to have part in that what God is doing right now. For all who would like to be baptized tomorrow, God willing, after the service, there will be the opportunity for baptism. Important is that you consecrated your lives to the Lord. And as we have sung, what can there nicer be, and what can be more blessed than as if we dedicate our lives to the Lord by faith? As our heads are bowed, as we remain in silent prayer, let me ask whether some are here who would like to raise their hand, for whom we can pray. Are they? God bless. Yes, everywhere, all over. Let us sing the chorus, Just As I Am. Let us sing it once again. Before the prophet Isaiah prophesied that the voice would sound in the wilderness, it's written in the second chapter, even your sin would be red as scarlet, it shall become whiter than the snow. The announcement of the forgiveness by the blood is really written at the beginning of the Bible prophecy. And we thank the Lord for the redemption. He came to us. He took a body of flesh and blood to be able to suffer and to be able to die, to take upon himself our sin and to go as the Lamb of God and to die for us, so that the life of God which was in him can be manifested in all of us. And it was manifested. We are redeemed. Our sin is forgiven. Receive it. Accept it. Thank the Lord. For thus it is written, as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the children of God, namely to them who believe on his name. Let us sing the chorus, Only Believe, Only Believe. Dear Lord, you are present. You have spoken to us by your word. You have drawn our attention to the promise and upon the finished work of redemption on the cross of Calvary. Beloved Lord, you have a blood-bought flock on the earth, which you have chosen before the foundation of the world, that we can see and behold your glory. Beloved Lord, we believe you. We believe your word. We receive and we accept what you have given us, full forgiveness, full reconciliation, a full salvation in Jesus Christ our Lord. And now I pray especially for all who are bound, who cannot help themselves. Precious Lord, you have come to set the captives free. And we thank you for the blood which was shed on the cross, with which you entered the Holy of Holies. And you obtained an eternal redemption for us. And I ask you, beloved Lord, set all the captives free. Save what is lost. Heal what is sick. And bless us all from the riches of your grace. Dear Lord, although we didn't say much about the 40 years ago, about the past 40 years, yet we thank you what you have done on many, many in this time period. Amen. Your word, the last message, has reached the ends of the earth. And we thank you for the message of the hour, for the preparation, that we may believe as the Scripture has said. Bless in particular all who are not acquainted with our language. Bless our beloved translators. Bless them. Be with them. And we thank you also for the possibilities that in all these languages that it can be passed on directly what you are giving us from your word. Oh God, bless as you blessed Abraham, as you promised to Abraham in Genesis 12, all kindreds of the earth, and as written in Galatians chapter 3, that in Jesus Christ all nations have been blessed. Bless in all nations, bless in all peoples, in all tongues, until the last ones are called out, and until you can complete us and perfect us, and that you can return. And as our brother from Italy just said, Brother Frank, without us, you may not be taken away from us. Beloved Lord, only you know it. I would like to go with all who have been called now. I would like to behold your glory. You know it. Your word went forth. The food was given out. And I thank you that we may belong to them who have not come too late, but who have come in due time. Bless all ministering brethren in all languages, and bless us, and be with all of us. Blessed and praised be your wonderful and holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And all the people say, Hallelujah. Amen. Be seated for a moment. God willing, tomorrow we will ask the brothers that they are coming to the front and that they just give greetings. We appreciate it that they have come from all the countries, and we appreciate it that the word is passed on. Do you see what grace is? Whom God is merciful, him he lets know his ways. May God bless all of you in all the other languages. May God bless you for the patience which you have to hear, to listen, and to really follow and tune in the Spirit. Once again, God bless our brothers who are translating. He who translates, he knows precisely how difficult it sometimes is to find the right words so quickly. But until now, God has given grace, and he will continue to give grace. You all know my proverb: he who is right in his heart will understand everything the right way. In all languages, all will understand everything the right way. May God bless all brothers who are having part. Our choir, our instruments, the leader, God bless all the technique. God bless all the deacons. God bless all. I thank God for the past 52 years, especially for the past 40 years, which the Lord has given us. You have not come too late. You have come at the right time. To him be the glory throughout all eternity. We stand up, and Brother Schmidt will pray with us. Great God, we thank you also for this evening, for this hour which you have given us from the riches of your grace. We thank you. You have a fullness. You have prepared a rich table for us. From the goods of your house, it was given to us, and we are satisfied. Give grace, Lord, to receive it. Give grace, not only to be the hearer of the word, but to be a doer of your word. That we are not forgetful hearers, but doers of thy word. Thank you, Lord, for all what you have done. Lord in heaven, also I can say it, 40 years you have given grace, not only to me, but to all of us. The one sooner, the other later, but you alone, you accomplished it, as we heard it. And we have not come too late, but we thank you that you have given us, that you have called us in due time, that you have revealed your word to us in due time. We praise your holy name. We thank you for it. Amen. One more chorus. Now we dismiss firstly the brothers and sisters who are connected online. And now we have to say something here. Let us sing the song 31.